need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride. On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me, cause I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. I'm Meg. It is Friday, and at this time every Friday, it is time for Boat Smart, being sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Bill Kidwell is here. He's the services manager. Tell us all about Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida, sir.
Okay, like Meg said, I am the service manager with Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. We're located at 5621 Bower Road in Pensacola over on the west side of town. Our phone number is 850-492-0487. You can check out our website, which is keymarinecenter.com, and you can check that website. We typically keep the current engine inventory there, and we're working at that. If you've listened to a few shows in the past, we're definitely pushing to make that more up to date with a full-time social media person coming in to help us with that. So that's going to, you know, get more and more up to date as time progresses. You can check out, we have, you know, just like progress reports of different major, you know, projects that we have going on. We do have new stock arriving daily with Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki, and Cox Diesel outboards. Also, we are Mercruiser, Mercury Racing, Mercruiser Racing dealership. So we've got all the major dealerships over there. You can call us for all the details on repower incentives that we have going on at the current time, right now, and any time. The people answering the phone over there would be Dustin, Cheyenne, and Aaron. You know, they have all the details for all that if you're wondering. But we do specialize as well as, you know, taking care of what you already have. We do not have a new boat line, and we have that on purpose because we're so focused at servicing your old stuff and repowering old boats that, you know, makes it a lot more cost effective for the people out there. And so that's about us at this point.
And you're also on Facebook, so people can find you there, of course.
Facebook, and we are, you know, branching out into the other social media platforms as well. And that's all taking place as we speak.
Okay, so for those of you who are regular listeners on Boat Smart, you're probably wondering, where's that other guy? That other guy, Stefan Schmidt, is usually here. He's a Marine Services instructor with Georgetown Technical College. So, Bill, where is Stefan today? Why is he not here?
Well, I can tell you this much. He's not here because, you know, he just doesn't want to be. He's very busy. Y'all probably already know. He's been on the show for a long, long time. But he's definitely involved in way other more things than this, and being the instructor at Georgetown, the Marine Services Technology course out there. And I believe he's actually the YouTube guy there now.
Oh yeah.
And
he's,
you know, and he
also usually, when he's here, he also YouTubes this show as well.
He does. And that's called Boat Smart Tricks of the Trade. Y'all can check that out. But he's taking care of, you know, definitely an integral part of the Yayas, and they have two floats this year.
The crew of Yayas from Mardi Gras, just to let you know.
Mm-hmm. And they're definitely focused on raising awareness and money for breast cancer out there. And he actually pulls one of the floats with his big white Chevy pickup truck. Y'all wave at him. He's liable to throw you some beads as well.
Uh-oh,
but
there you go.
He's doing both parades this time. The Grand Mardi Gras Parade downtown.
Yes.
And on Sunday, hopefully the weather holds out. I'm sure they'll do it anyways.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. That is the Mardi Gras Parade out there at the beach. That one's definitely a little bit more lax than the one downtown. The Mardi Gras Parade downtown is by far the most, what would you say, Meg? It's like the most important
celebration. It's a grand celebration, thus the name, the Grand Parade. Yeah. I am a little biased towards the beach, I have to tell you, because Pensacola Beach Mardi Gras is awesome in my humble opinion. So yeah. I can't say that one is better than the other, because you've got the Friday night parade. Navarre had theirs last weekend. Just about every community in this area now has a Mardi Gras parade. Mm-hmm. We even had the Paddy Gras for the dogs. And the we had the Kids and Critters Parade before. So it's just become such a great celebration for everybody. But I did want to mention, too, in terms of Stefan and what he does, he's involved with them and helps with the crew of Yaya's, and like you said, raising awareness around breast cancer and breast cancer research. But he's also so involved, and we were laughing because I noticed on his Facebook, he's always talking about how he never sleeps. Mm-hmm. And that may be because he's so busy.
Right.
But we want to say hats off to him because he's a very motivated, passionate person. And he's just helping changing the lives of his students and so many residents in Pensacola. And being a host on this show for so many years, Stefan, we just want you to know that we really appreciate you. And just wanted to say, you were mentioning to me before we went on the air, his students, the Marine Services instructors, I didn't realize what an impact it's had on Key Marine of Northwest Florida.
It sure has. We have three of students that are current students there from that course. We also have another person that works there that's currently enrolled in the welding program. And the owner of Key Marine was before Stefan, but he went there. I believe he graduated in like 1986 or 7.
Wow.
And Mickey went on. His name is Mickey Perriman, and a lot of people in the community know that. He was actually at Harborview, started at Harborview out of high school and took that course. I believe he was actually, what do you call it? He was student of the quarter or something there. And then also, so definitely an overachiever. He went on to be work at Harborview. I'm pretty sure that was first, and became the service manager there, and then went to Killinger Marine, worked there for a long time. And it was like in 2004 he formed Key Marine as an owner.
Wow.
So you have a person that became service manager and owner of a very successful business. And if you ask me, one of the premier businesses in the city at, you know, not resting on our laurels and pushing to make it a much better experience for the customers, not only from a customer service aspect, but the quality of the work. That was always a big thing. When I first started working with him about 15 years ago, 14, that was, you know, just the main thing. You know, you can fix a boat several ways, but the right way is the way.
There you go. Talking with Bill Kildwell, if you just joined us, service manager at Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. And he is here hosting Boat Smart today. And the whole premise of this show is for you to call in or text in with your boating questions. It's a text-in show, so you can text in your questions or comments at 850-437-1620. I mean, it's getting to be that time where people are going to be taking a look at their boats and seeing and getting ready for the season that's just around the corner. I had someone on the show, Bill, this week that said they thought this was a fake spring. that we might still get a little bit more cold weather, you know, before we get into Memorial Day weekend. But I don't know. It seems to be pretty consistent. We'll have a little rain this weekend, and then next week's supposed to be 70s all week. So
right.
Be pretty, yeah.
Yep. And there are a lot of people that do boat year round. I mean,
well,
they are gung ho.
Yes.
But for the most part, you're right. The season's just kicking off, and at Key Marine, we're definitely prepared for it. If you've listened to some of the previous shows, we've added extra technicians to really change that. You know, the whole thing about having to wait, you know, maybe a month in the middle of the season to get your boat fixed or serviced or even repowered, you know, we're looking to knock that down to less than a week. And currently we are just a few days out with six technicians on board, four of them that can handle major every running issue that you can throw at them, and nothing gets by them. And, you know, and then the other two are definitely working right at chomping at their heels to be on that level as well. And like I had said, we do have the full-time social media person spreading the word. And we've done a lot of construction around the shop to accommodate the extra technicians, because we keep them year-round. We're not looking to lay them off, because once you got them, you want to keep them.
Of course.
And so, you know, it does typically slow down a little bit in the winter time, but at Key Marine, we're never completely out of work, because the word's getting out, and we do run incentives, you know, during usually in the November, December area before the Christmas break to help people. It's called the customer appreciation discount. We never know from year to year if we're for sure going to have that, but it has been in place the last several years because we really do appreciate everyone taking part of what we've got to offer over there on the west side of town at Key Marine.
Okay, so we're into mid-February now. What should our boat owners be looking for if they're just now thinking, I'm going to take that boat out? Maybe they've had it under a tarp for a little while, or what do they need to do? Should they bring it to Key Marine to get that initial just checkup and inspection before they put it on the water?
Well, I mean, a lot of people can handle that themselves, but, you know, historically, people are wanting to get it serviced, you know, by getting, you know, all the oil changed and everything that typically takes place during service, because that is the key to making a motor last as long as it can.
If I was to bring my boat in, what would you check in that service inspection?
Okay, well, our service does entail, of course, changing all the fluids and filters, and we do a compression check on the motors to try and head off any issues that might be lurking that we could hopefully take care of before they become a major catastrophic issue. And we're servicing everything, well, not everything in the boat, but batteries and everything associated with that motor. We're checking everything. We do a systems check, flipping all the switches in the boat and all, and then we are hooking it to our computers to find out that they're running properly, coming up to temperature, charging properly, if there are any codes there. And one thing a lot of places I've seen over the years skip is Yamaha has a oil change log that you can only do through that OEM computer. And even if they've got it, some of them skip it. We're making sure the oil change is logged, doing everything as professionally as it can be done, because every one of the techs there are going to multiple schools. They're all factory trained professional mechanics.
Well, I think it's interesting because you would think, oh, well, once they learn, but the technology is constantly changing. So your techs go back to school to learn more, right?
Yes, ma'am. Including myself. I always like that kind of, a lot of places where you have a service manager, they're just a business service manager, where my background is technician. I mean, so every one of the running issues that they're coming across, I'm completely involved in getting with them, making sure we're making the right, you know, choices there and the correct diagnosis and all that. So, yeah, things are a little bit different over there. And like I said, we're always pushing to make it even better.
Okay. So we have a question that came in. It says, what is the oldest boat you can work on?
well, that's...
Because that kind of ties into something I wanted to ask you. How long have you been in the industry now?
Since the early 80s.
Okay.
You know,
you've seen everything. I mean, it's changed a lot from the 80s to 2026.
It has. There's been some major transformations with the two-stroke to four-stroke transformation, and the ethanol fuel transformation was something that, you know, we had to get used to. Yeah, things are definitely improving. I still go to classes every year to keep up with that, as well as the guys and all of that.
So the question was, what is the oldest boat you've worked on?
Oh, the oldest ones. Now, you know, I mean, we try everything in our power to service everything for the customers, because that's what we're focused on, is making the experience to them as best as it can be. And we like to think that we are better than everybody else when it comes to that. So there is a kind of a cutoff there, and it's not set in stone. Mm-hmm. We try to treat all of them on a case-by-case basis. For instance, Johnson, Evinrude are no longer producing motors, but I do have one technician. This is something that a lot of places don't have, that he's been in the industry for a long time, and he's really good at the older two-stroke stuff, so we will take some of that on if we can. We are pretty much an OEM dealership, so that kind of sometimes works against us as far as being able to get parts.
Mm-hmm. And then, what does OEM stand for?
It's Good question.
Well, I have to ask the acronyms. Every business has
original equipment manufacturer.
There you go. See? Because I didn't know that.
So it's what is put there originally from, and the quality of the parts is much better. Anything we use there on the motors is OEM, including the oils and all that we use there. Everything is you know, as best as it can be.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah.
Okay, so that kind of answers that question, because it sounds like the best thing to do would be probably to call you and ask and see if you can set up an appointment.
It would, because the only reason why there is kind of a cutoff there is because a lot of times getting those parts is a challenge. They stop making parts for some older stuff, and, you know, just like with it being a complete repower facility, like I said, if it's in your best interest to let that older motor go because it's starting to, you know, it's starting to have diminishing returns, is like I like to say, to where, you know, you're always worried about it and all that, we may recommend that. But, yeah, we'll treat that on a case-by-case basis.
So then in terms of that makes me think of the newer motors that you have now with so much of the computer stuff. What is some of the most current that you're seeing? What is considered to be maybe the most popular now?
Well, of course, Yamaha is really popular because of their reliability. And as a matter of fact, their incentive right now is with they offer a free extended warranty until the end of March. And they just did another one right before Christmas, the same thing. And I believe, like Stefan and I had discussed, that's something that they can do and not really worry about it, because they are. But I'll tell you this much, that Mercury and Suzuki, every one of those is a good product, and they're all striving to get better and better. Of course, Mercury does have a V12 motor, a 12-cylinder motor, and so, you know, they're big, you know.
So what does that mean?
Okay, that's the number of cylinders that it has. And, you know, so like most cars on the street are either a 4-cylinder or a 6-cylinder, and most of your outboards out there with Yamaha are usually only 4-cylinders, 6-cylinders, and then they had introduced, Yamaha does have an 8-cylinder motor. It's the number of pistons in the motor.
So that's more powerful. You get a lot more speed?
Yeah, they always say there's no replacement for displacement, and that's what that equals, is that, you know, there's more, you know, area for the fuel-air mixture to be compressed and mm-hmm. do what it does typically in an internal combustion motor.
See, this is fascinating to me. I'm getting an education right now from you, Bill.
It's all clear as glass to me on how all that works. I've spent my whole life dedicated to it, understanding it, and not only me, but helping everyone else around me to understand it as well.
Okay. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and this is Boat Smart. Bill Kidwell is the service manager with Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Still time for your texts and questions at 850-437-1620. You talk a lot about two-stroke versus four-stroke. So what does that mean?
Okay, the two-stroke motor, it's without,
I know,
getting,
these are probably very basic questions to you, but we might have listeners like me who I want to learn, I want to understand, and that's something you've mentioned many, many times.
Well, I really appreciate that, and Stefan's mentioned that as well. The way things were typically in the marine industry, you have internal combustion motors that are gasoline motors. Of course, there are diesel motors and all that are a little bit different, but it's the strokes are the number of times that the crankshaft has to revolve to make one power stroke. Because at the end of the day, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to turn a crankshaft on its own without electricity helping it, but with an internal combustion process there. And so it only takes two revolutions in a two-stroke motor for that to happen. And in a four-stroke motor, it's four revolutions, but that doesn't mean that it's a two-stroke's better. There are advantages to a two-stroke in the earlier days as far as weight and all that, and generally the power was somewhat better, but the longevity is not as good because of that. It's usually a give and take thing there.
No, that's interesting.
There's a lot more to it if you wanted me to go there. But, yeah, everything has went to four-stroke because of the reliability and all that. And the, typically speaking, the fuel economy is way better in a four-stroke motor because of the way the induction is.
Okay. We have a trivia question this morning for you to give a, do a little giveaway here. What we're going to give away, let's see, we've got, you want to tell the prize here?
Sure. It's a Mercury Verado hat. Verado is one of the models of a Mercury motor. That's, they're still producing those, and then not in the L6, but in the newer ones, the newer V8 models and all. And then also a Yamaha cleaning cloth. It's kind of like a chamois and all that. And the question this week is, what are the lights on a boat that have to be on after dark called in the marine industry?
Okay.
Most people would know that.
This is a very simple answer. So name the lights on a boat that must be on at night.
Yes.
Okay.
What they're called in the marine industry.
To win the swag package, 850-437-1620. Text in the answer this morning, 850-437-1620. And we will. I will text you back and tell you where you need to go to pick up your prize. And when you go there over to Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida, you can actually ask for Bill. And if he's available, he'll give you a tour.
Me or Dustin, we're always happy to do that because we are proud of what's going on there with it constantly growing. And, you know, like I mentioned all the time, we're striving to be better and provide that customer service that people aren't typically used to, not only in the marine industry, but in the in anything they deal with in life. It's
right.
Something we really push at.
Okay. The number to text in, your answer is 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. And if you just joined us for Boat Smart and you're wondering, where is Stefan this morning? He's usually here with us every Friday, but he is getting ready for Mardi Gras. The big parade is going to start. The Illuminate Parade is tonight. Grand Marshal Parade is tomorrow at 2 in downtown Pensacola. And by the way, they'll be on Jefferson Street because they Cabela Fox obviously is closed, so they are changing the route up a bit. And then Sunday you have the Pensacola Beach Parade. So hats off to the crew of Yaya's. His wife is very involved with that group. So I guess what is he pulling again? A Chevy?
Well, he's got a big Chevy. It's 2500. Nice. He always has a nice truck, and that's one of his jobs with the Yaya's is to pull one of the floats. This year they do have two floats, so obviously someone else is pulling the other float. And yeah, y'all wave at him. He's likely to throw you some beads and all. We're all really proud of Stefan and what all how he contributes to the community. Like Meg had said, with the constantly changing of the not only the people's lives that are students of his or even other students at Georgetown Marine or Georgetown Service. Yeah.
It's a lot. Georgetown Technical College Marine Services.
Yeah, I'm bound to trip over my tongue at least once or twice an hour.
It's okay. But it happens in radio. Trust me.
Yeah. And then definitely also with what they're doing in the Yaya's, I believe his wife, I may be wrong about this, but I think she may be the president.
I wouldn't be surprised. Stephanie's awesome. So.
Yeah, I know she was at one time. I'm not sure if she still is or not. I need to get more involved in that as well. But anyways, yeah, he does so much for our community. And, you know, we're doing a lot for the community as well over at Key Marine. I really, you know, I drive an hour each way to work.
I know. I didn't realize that.
I live in Pace.
Just heard that.
And, yeah, where we go over there. And what drives me to do that over there is just my passion as well to change things. And, you know, I'm just so excited about how things are at Key Marine. And it's not, you know, a big corporate place where everyone is not a number. They're a personality. We have 11 not including the owners, you know, Mickey and Tracy Perriman, but we do have 11 employees over there now, and we're definitely, I'm just doing my part. Of course, I couldn't do it without all the other guys helping push to, and I'm constantly motivating everyone. I'm the motivational guy.
The cheerleader.
Well, one of them, you know, they all take their part at doing that as well, and we're just never resting on our laurels and really excited.
Okay, we've got a winner of our trivia question, which was, what are the lights on a boat that must be on at night? And the answer was navigation lights. Our winner, I don't have your name, so you're going to, if you could text your name and your email to me. The winner is the number that ends in one, it starts with 850 and ends in 1891. So you're the winner this morning.
That's awesome.
And you can stop by Key Marine, which is over on Bower Road. Do you want to give the address out one more time?
Yeah, it's 5621 Bower Road over there. It's just north of the State Park. And you can't miss us with all the boats out there and all that. You can't miss in the signs.
So. Okay. So definitely when you head over there and pick up your swag bag, check in and ask for Bill or Dennis.
No, Dustin.
Dustin. Okay. Well, our time is up. It has flown by. Bill, you did a great job. Stefan, we missed you this week, but we'll see you next week. Yep. Happy Mardi Gras to everyone. Thanks a lot, Bill. Appreciate you being on Boat Smart.
Thank you. It's definitely my pleasure.
Okay. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We will be back here in just a couple minutes after the news, so don't go away.